listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Saint Tone and Jamie Beauclair.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are we doing? Definitely want to introduce our show to you today. Today is Humanitarian Radio Special, and I am Janie Beauclair, and I have with me Tony Saint Tone. And what we do on our show is we talk about all fabulous, awesome things that people are doing for each other in this world. We decided to do a radio show that featured people who are doing good things just for the sake of doing good things. And we are really delighted to have you guys all listening today once again. And we have an amazing guest with us today. And I want to say hi to Tony Saint Tone. Tony's here with us. How are you, Tony?
Yes, I am here with us. Hey, I just want to thank all of our listeners last week. We had such a great reaction. It was our first show, and we were very, very excited about it. The positive reaction that we got from everyone that we're doing a show like this and bringing some really just some good news and some good events that that people can get involved with, I think it is great considering what's going on in the world today. I'm a true believer that you get what you focus on, so if you focus on the good, you're going to get the more good. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to talk about all good things that are happening in the world and all the humanitarian things that are going on also and how you can possibly get involved.
We also had a lot of responses from our listeners, a lot of emails and a lot of great comments on our Facebooks and websites and that, telling us that, you know, from listening to our show, people have been really encouraged to try to find their own realm and their own method of getting involved. And we're really excited about this show prompting that in people because that's really a lot of what we want to do. We want to encourage people to get out there and do their own thing and get some positive action happening.
You know, just on that note, you know, I heard someone had replied that they, after listening to our show last week, they felt very inspired to do something. And that was great. For me, that was the kind of reaction that we want to get. It's that kind of reaction where you're inspired to do something because you're hearing about good things that are going on out there,
right,
either for yourself or for other people. That's what it's all about for me, is encouraging and motivating people. That's why I'm a motivational musician.
Isn't that a fact?
Yeah. I write motivational music. Anyway, go ahead.
Tony's got a band called Saint Tone, and what Tony does, I'm going to brag about you for a minute so people know who they're talking to here.
Okay.
He's like, okay, brag. Tony writes positive, inspirational music, and with that music over the last 30 years, he's been touring and doing these really positive things, playing in prisons and playing rehab centers and room-to-room in hospitals for terminally ill kids, and also traveling all around the world and entertaining our troops in their tents in crazy places like Guam and Iran and Iraq and all that kind of thing. So I'm delighted to be doing this show with Tony. He definitely knows firsthand how music can really help soothe the soul and help change things for people in their lives.
Yeah, I'm a true believer of that. I think that music, it's an international language and can change your mood instantly. And I feel that when you feel good, your body will react to feeling good and you'll do good things. So I think that music is a definite trigger to get people into a good mood. I'm sure a lot of people have experienced listening to a song that reminds them of their childhood. And wow, I remember being on the beach, on the Squamish Beach or something, listening to this song. Or I remember, you know, riding my bike around town listening to that particular song. Is there any song that comes to mind to you?
A million.
Yeah. If I were to say the Bee Gees, would you think of someone?
Yeah, roller skating. Middle school-ish.
We're not dating ourselves here. Janie rolling around to the beach.
Yeah, right.
Where's the video? Roll the video.
Roll tape. So I want to start off with our Humanitarian Hollywood segment because last night I was involved in a really amazing launch of a product line for a gentleman named Sam Sarpong. He's launching a clothing line. You guys might know Sam. He's an actor, musician, and he's known for hosting MTV's Yo Mama show, amongst many other things, modeling and that type of thing.
Yo Mama.
Yeah.
I remember that show.
Yeah. Met Sam last night, and our next guest was involved in sponsoring the star-studded event held at the Zen nightclub, and y'all know that the Zen is the happening place in Hollywood. You definitely, if you're somebody, you know about the Zen.
Well, hold on one second right there. Tell us a little bit about the Zen for those listeners that don't know about the Zen. Because we have listeners in Florida. We have listeners in Connecticut, on the East Coast, the Midwest. So for people that aren't familiar with L.A., let them know a little bit more about the Zen. What was it like to walk in there? Was it a high-end place?
Well, you first walk in. First of all, you pull up in your limo and you open the door and you get out.
Do you need a limo to go?
No, you don't. But we had one and it was fabulous. you open the door and paparazzi's all there and people from all over the world are taking pictures of you and calling your name and all that fun stuff. And then you walk through the front doors into the red carpet area and you have a whole bunch more photographers there and you stop and you pose and you take pictures and all that kind of thing. And that's a lot of fun. It's kind of an exclusive club where you really have to be invited to go or be on a who's list of invitees. And you walk in and it's a very comfortable, casual atmosphere. There's inside, outside, so you hang in or you hang out. And just a really great vibe of people. Everybody that works there was just spot on with service and happy and great. We really had a good time. They showed us an amazing time. And this particular company that sponsored, I'm not going to give it away right this second until after I introduce her and we talk about it. But there's a certain water bottle company involved that had these amazing light-up water bottles on all the tables. And so you walked in and you had this brilliant blue glow on every table inside the place. And it was literally stunning. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We had a lot of live streaming and footage going on of Sam and all of his guests, and it was an A-list team of people that were there, and it was just a really, really good time. And with that note, I'm going to introduce who this mystery guest is.
Yes, go ahead.
So, today we have a young lady named Gail Will. Gail is part of a group called Walking for Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc., and you can find it under W4BC. So Gail's company, Walking for Breast Cancer, pretty much does it all. It's a .org. And they are connected with this water bottle company, and I'll let her explain how that goes. And what they did was sponsor this event to get their product known. And their product is directly tied into success stories and successful healthy living that helps people who have cancer literally get their body turned around so that they can fight it and they can get through. So at this very moment, everybody at home, give a big applause, please, because she so well deserves it for Ms. Gail Wills.
Gail, are you there, Gail?
I'm here. Thank you guys so much.
Hi, sweetheart. Did we have a great time last night or what?
Oh, my God. It was awesome. Everything from the moment I stepped out of the limo was overwhelming, to say the least. The people, then you walk into the club, the ambience of the bottles were just, it was overwhelming. And I just have to say thank you so much for our good friend, Eric Zuli, who connected us with Sam Serpong. And you yourself, Jamie, thank you so much for even inviting me to your show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Darling, the things that you guys and your organization and your water company are putting together to help the human effort in keeping people well is just amazing. And when I heard about your story not long ago from our Easy Way Broadcasting pal, Eric Zuli, plug, plug, thank you, Eric. When I heard about what you guys were doing, I instantly knew that I had to have you on this show because it's a combination of corporations putting their name out there to get some really positive movement going. And that's exactly what we want this whole radio show to be about, is people and companies that are doing really good things with their profits and with their thoughts and their patterns and the products that they're discovering and creating. So we're really, really thrilled to have you on board with us.
Well, and that's where my heart is. You know, when you told me who you were and what you were about and your radio station, your show, that's where my heart is. You know, of course, we all want to become successful. Fortune and fame is always a dream. But in my heart, I feel like money's good, but if I can't help somebody today, then, you know, I've not reached success yet. And success is an ongoing goal of mine. So if I can help somebody, even if it's a smile, help somebody feel better, that's where I'm at.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you said something like that, Gail, because I think when you have success and you have no one to share it with, then you're the lonely person in the castle by yourself.
That's right.
And yet when you can, when you put it out there and you can share with others, then it's a win-win situation. And now everyone's feeling good. So I think that's great that you're doing that. And the feelings that you do get when you're able to give and someone else is able to receive, you walk away from that feeling so much better than it is if you just hoarded it for yourself. No, nope, it's mine. So, you know, when you come from a state of abundance, there's more than enough to give. So you don't have
to
keep it to yourself. You can share.
So, Gail, I want to start out by giving you a minute to tell everybody about your company. And at this moment, I want you to talk mainly about the Walking for Breast Cancer Foundation, and then we'll get into the water side of it. So tell everybody how that company got started, how you got involved in all of this, and what your thoughts are of where you want to go with this type of a thing.
Okay, of course. Walking for Breast Cancer, it was actually brought to my table through business partners of mine, two really good people, Brian and Trina Bennett. They brought it across my table, asked me if I wanted to come on board, told me a little bit about it, you know, what they wanted to do. Their goals were to help families and children, families to get professional breast screenings, mammograms that they can't afford to have, and to help the children to educate kids about healthy choices and, you know, getting them to their body so their body's not at that state of having cancer. Anyway, it was just something that just really touched me, and I came aboard as an active member, and here I am.
Excellent. Excellent.
How long has I'm sorry, Jane, I'm just going to jump in here real quick. How long has the foundation been out there?
Actually, we've been putting this all together for about a year now, and we're just really touching on a lot of different places, a lot of different people, which is, like I said, in the top of the show, is overwhelming now. But it's a good feeling.
Yeah, totally. It's great to be overwhelmed on that level as opposed to overwhelmed with your bills and other stupid things.
Exactly. No, this is a great feeling.
So you've been around for about a year now. What kinds of things have you done over the last year, and how have things been going for the foundation?
Well, we've had the event last night. Thank you so much to Sam Sorpong that we were involved with that, and we hope to have other events as well. We are working with Roscoe's Fried Chicken and Waffles, and he wants to bring on our water, which I'll talk a little bit about. So we really, you know, what we're trying to do is pick up some investors, donations, anybody that can help. And if you can't help, maybe you know somebody that can. So if you could just go to our website, w4bc.org, and donate. Make that donation, because it's going to help not only yourself, it's going to help somebody else. No child should be motherless, and that's my focus. So if we can help with that, that's a big goal of mine.
Totally. So you've basically been spending the year trying to get awareness that you guys are doing this so that people can jump on board with you and letting people know that, you know, we're creating a movement here. And I think that's awesome. And it's so hard when you're a corporation to kind of jump on to the left and start a foundation, because you're already working to keep your corporation rolling. And, you know, to jump off and to do a side avenue that is such a big one is really amazing. I applaud all of you guys for thinking in this direction and recognizing that there is a huge need and that you guys can actually do something about it.
Right. Well, thank you so much. And you're exactly right. We can do something about it. You know, if we all just touch each other's hands, something can be done. And that's a huge focus, as I said, you know.
Would you say that screening is probably the number one thing that you're spending the money on as far as prevention and just finding out, like helping the women that can't afford screening to be done?
Well,
that's your main focus is?
That is one of them. I just met a man about a month ago that lost his wife last December due to breast cancer. This guy is a loan officer, and so I asked him, you know, I needed to do some business with him. And he says, well, Gail, because I lost my wife, I have to be the mother now. So my kids are involved. You have two younger kids, 1 8 and 1 13. They
wow.
were in sports. And so he had to be that mother to go to practice. He had to be that mother to motivate them, you know, when they weren't playing as well or whatever. And he's telling me this story. So it's more than just the screening. It's, you know, support groups. It's,
right.
It's for the children.
Aftercare for the family.
Aftercare
for the family, basically, yeah.
Right, so you're taking it from all angles. You're not just coming in from prevention. You're coming in from prevention during the process if they do have cancer and either healing of the cancer or curing of the cancer or the aftermath that might occur, the healing
exactly.
and the helping out of families that have gone through a tragedy of losing a partner. And I wanted to make a note here also that it's not just women that get breast cancer. Men get
That's
breast
true.
Cancer. That's true. Correct?
You are so correct that men do get it as well. It's not as prominent, but yes, it does happen.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted, you know, I like trying to educate our audience about that. And when people talk about breast cancer, 99% of the time they're speaking about women. But there are men out there that also go through the same type of tragedy. So,
and it's almost, I want to say it's almost harder on them because they don't get the exposure. And so when they do announce, I have breast cancer, people give them the funny eye. Like, what
right.
do you mean you have breast cancer, you know, because it's not really well known that men are just as susceptible.
You're right. You're right. And it's a sad thing. It's a horrible disease, you know, and it affects us all. It affects us all one way or another, whether it's your partner, your mother, your sister, your brother. So, yes, it affects us all.
It has a trickle-down effect that goes not just within your immediate family, but all the family members all the way down the line, all the people that you work with, all your friends and your neighbors and people that just know you. It affects everybody
right.
because they see the pain and the suffering that's going on within your household. And even though they're not directly, you know, involved in it, they're all touched all the way down the line. And that's one of the reasons that I continue to say to people, get involved. Even, you know, if you don't have money to contribute, you have time to contribute. If you don't have time to contribute or money, you know people who do, so get the word out that you guys are doing this so that, you know, you can help just by spreading the word and letting others know.
You know, I was going to comment on that note, and the word time, I just wanted to say a little something about that. I did this little test with myself. I was talking to someone about stretching time, and everyone says, well, geez, I wish I had more time to help. I wish I had more time to do things for myself. I wish I had more
right.
time for a lot of things. And
right.
I was at this conference where the people on stage were talking about how they stretch time. And everyone was looking at them weird, like, well, how do you stretch time? Well, if time is just a perception, I'm sure that everyone has been in a situation where the hours seem to drag on forever. So you're constantly looking at the clock going, oh, my God, this day is lasting forever. This hour is lasting forever. Now, other times, no pun intended, it goes by very quickly. So 2 days ago, I said, well, there's a list of things that I want to do. And before I even started, I said, I'm going to write down that I can stretch time today. I'm going to have more than enough time to accomplish everything I need to do. And I really put my focus on that. And I literally wrote it down. And I was amazed by how much stuff I accomplished that day. And I think what happened was, things that would have normally taken me an hour or 2 hours to do, I was doing within 15, 20 minutes. And when I would glance over at the clock, I'm like, oh, only about 20 after, and I already finished this. So I believe it's a perception.
You think it's a tricking of the mind?
Well, I think our mind controls a lot more than we think. So if you feel like you don't have enough time to contribute to things for yourself or to contribute to causes like this,
you have to change that and go, yeah, I have all the time in the world.
Rolling stone, right? Time is on my side, right?
Right.
So, you know, Rolling Stone said it back in the 60s. So,
we're on to something back then.
Words of wisdom, yeah. So, my thought is, like, hey, put it out there. Put it out there in a positive way. Like, I'm going to have enough time. Because as soon as you say, oh, well, I don't have the time, and the genie universe says, your wish is my command, and you don't have enough time. That's just me, being a preacher.
We're going to go to our first break, and our first break is a song that Tony wrote a while back, and it's called Shine My Light, and I want to play this song specifically for Gail's segment, because the song, for me, it's for people who are going through new changes or new phases in their life, and people that can relate to this are starting a new chapter, and the new chapter can be that they are healing from cancer, or they are just changing things as a result of their new family dynamics because of what cancer has done to them. And so the song lyrics say, I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. And I want people that listen to this to use this song as a trigger to get them going on a jump start in the next portion or the new portions of their life. So this is Shine My Light by St. Tone, and we'll be right back with Gail.
I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. I'm here
That was Saint Tone, Shine My Light, and that is available on iTunes, or if you go to www.sainttone.com, you can check out that song and pick it up at Shine My Light. If you're just joining us, we're here with Gail Wills from Walking for Breast Cancer. Are you there, Gail?
I'm here.
There you are. Okay.
I'm here.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about the beautiful blue wall water bottle that we saw last night.
They come in other colors, by the way. It's not just blue. It just happened to be blue last night.
By the way, that is it's a great, great concept to see these things glowing in the dark. It's just it's a very cool thing. I've never seen a water bottle like that, like, ever.
Okay, so let's tell everybody so they can go online and see it while we're on the call today.
And you're not going to see anybody else with this type of bottle. We're the first. But it is the light, the light is a LED light, and it's at the bottom. So you push the button on the bottom of the bottle, and it lights up. We have them in blue, and we have them in pink for the breast cancer. But the water, the bottle is beautiful. The bottle
Gail.
Okay.
Let's tell everybody the name of the company that has this bottle and the fabulous water is.
It's called Alaska Glacier, Crystal Glacier Water.
Alaska Crystal Glacier Water. And can they go to AlaskaCrystalGlacierWater.com to check this out while we're talking?
They can actually go to our website, W4BC.org, and get it there. It is one of our products.
Wonderful. Okay, now keep talking. Sorry.
Okay. I wanted to say not only is the bottle beautiful itself, you know, like I said, with the color, the light blue and the pink, it lights up a room. And it's very attracting. It's very addicting. You know, you see this bottle and you want to know what is this and what's going on. I want it. But the bottle's beautiful, but it's the contents of this water.
It's not just water, is it?
No, it's not. It really isn't. This is alkaline water. If you're not familiar with alkaline water, it's the purest of the pure water that the human body can drink. When you drink water, any other bottled water or tap water, it's called dead water. Yeah, you're quenching your thirst and you're hydrating your body, but you're not getting rid of any toxins or acidosis, as they say, which is acid from the body, as you would be if you're drinking alkaline water. And this water coming from Alaska is one of the glaciers that has been frozen for over 10,000 years, untouched, unfiltered, and that's why it's the purest water that you can ever drink.
That is just amazing. How did you guys discover that? How did that come to, like, wow?
I'm like hiking in Alaska and I go, wow, there's some decent water.
Water is awesome.
It is very awesome. Well, you know, we came aboard, we got in touch with the two distributors of the water from Alaska. Actually, it was just, I guess you can say, serendipity. We met them, they showed it, we saw these bottles, and we just had to have it. Just like everybody else, when you see these bottles, you just have to have it. And that's how it happened, and we took it on board as one of our products, and we put it out there because it just made sense. If your body's alkaline, there's no disease that's going to linger. There's nothing for it to live on. So,
disease
is just going to go away. It cannot harvest. So it just made sense to put the two together, and that's what we're doing.
That's totally cool. And the fact that you took the water one step further into creating this Walking for Breast Cancer, it just blows me away. Does the company have personal experience with breast cancer, and is that how you chose that particular field, or it was just something that you knew there was a need for?
Actually, both, but there is a personal experience. Our president and founder, Sabrina Brooks, runs in her family. So it was something that touched her, and, you know, she got involved and just felt like, you know, I have to do something. And it just grew. The company just grew. And
we talk about that a lot, where a lot of people, they want to get involved in something and they don't know what to get involved in. And so we
exactly.
say, you know, look at your family, look at your friends, and see the things that have touched their lives. And, you know, that's
right.
this is exactly an example of that. You guys going
right.
forward and really doing some amazing things because of an experience, you know, with someone in particular that you know.
Exactly. And doing something about it's, you know, it's twofold. It's going to benefit me and it's going to benefit you as well. So it's a good thing, and that's what we're trying to do. So we need donations again. We need sponsors. We need investors. We need someone to... Go ahead.
How do people get in touch with you in order to help you? How do they find you?
Yeah, I want you to say the website again so that way people
they,
can easily and quickly
right.
get a hold of you and make a donation.
We could go. You could go to W4BC for breast cancer. So W4BC.org. And there you can find what we're all about, what we're doing, the challenges that we are coming against, that we're conquering. And you could go there and donate as well. And we need your help. We need all the help we can get at this point.
Now, let me ask you this also. Do you need volunteers at all? Let's say someone doesn't have extra income that they can donate. Is there some place where they can donate their time or their services? Let's say they have a service, like maybe they're a graphic designer or maybe they're a videographer or something, where they can offer their services as opposed to just money donations?
That would be great as well. We are doing ongoing events. So, you know, those things are going to come up. You know, graphic designers is an excellent choice. You know, there's so, as I spoke briefly on the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles event, that event's coming up in next month, actually, on the 29th. Roscoe's is very well known for their food, fried chicken and waffles. He's bringing on the water. So they're working on this as we speak, they're working on this. And they just developed the logo. So graphic designers are always welcome.
When you say he's bringing on the water, what exactly does that mean?
He is bringing in the water. Yes, he does not at this point have bottled water to serve his customers. So he's bringing in our water to serve his customers, which is a good thing.
He's really helping out his customers, and they don't even know that they're getting.
They don't even know
it helps the nutrition of their body. What a really cool thing for him to be doing. Taking this on
right.
as well. So, in effect,
right.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles is also supporting Walking for Breast Cancer and, you know, doing it on the fly.
On the fly, yes. As we
what
speak.
What an amazing thing.
So, it's so amazing. So, yes, we need someone to sponsor us for handouts, cards to explain, to educate, you know, what the water is. Like you said, he's going to serve it. And they don't even know what they're getting. So little flyer type things
some information.
That would sit on the bottle. Information that was said on the bottle, you know. That
and
would
we have
be
a
great.
Lot of producers and directors and famous faces out here in Hollywood. And, you know, you guys can all contribute as well. They need funding for commercials and advertising and just a whole lot of, how about a face? Behind the bottle where we have one of you famous guys step out on a ledge and go, yeah, I'll be the face of this company.
Right.
Popular faces,
athletes.
Strong Hollywood athletes, actors, all you guys in this particular area, wake up and listen to me here.
This is Jamie Paul out to the celebrities of Hollywood. Anyone needs your famous face to be on a water bottle.
We need your
well,
famous face. And just think, we all have to drink water. We're 75% water in our body, so we all have to drink it. Why not drink alkaline that's pure and good for you.
Yeah, and I think that's excellent. To, you know, if I was going to get behind something, I guess water would be the thing I would get behind, since we are 75% made of water, and the world is like 70% full of it. It's a good product to get behind.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So something I want to talk about is we've got some projects that we're doing together with you, Gail, for the St. Tone Band, where the band is doing some large events, and we've asked Alaska Crystal Glacier Water to be a part of it with us, so that when we're performing in front of 30,000 people, we can have their bottles lit up and glowing on the stage in order to get all those people out there going, what is that? Who is that?
Right.
And get some recognition there. And
wow.
Obviously, you know, we're gonna promote that we're working together, but also it gives us the opportunity to let all those people who come just to appreciate some great music and whatever the event and the cause is, to also get to know that there's something really strong going on here that can really help to change their lives, both through great positive music and also through this amazing water that does some phenomenal things.
You know, I want to jump in there real quick. I think we should do something where everyone has one of those lit up bottles, and during Shine My Light, everyone goes, put your light up bottle up in the air.
Oh, wow.
Shine
your light. Everyone
instead of a candle, a light.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, a lot
that
of
that would be awesome.
People flick their lighter, or now we saw a concert recently where the guy says, everybody turn their cell phone on in the audience so I can see your ass. Can you imagine if we had 30,000 bottles lit up in the air? How beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Remember that commercial where they would say it was a Coca-Cola commercial back in the day? Like to give the world a Coke, perfect harmony.
Oh, yeah.
They have all these people with candles. See, now you can have this water bottle lit up at a stadium, and maybe we'll play the song Shine My Light like we just did, and that'll be the theme song for the
I love that idea.
See, this just comes to me off the cuff.
I think that we should encourage people all around the country. You know what we should do? We should do a one special day that we pick, maybe like sometime in the summer, and we do live streaming of concerts all across the country, and everybody in the audience of all of these places has, with their purchase of their ticket, gotten a water bottle. And so
at
this particular hour across the country, the whole world has lit up water bottles in the audience. It could be like a whole new, really cool movement. What do you say, Tony?
That would be great.
Okay. I will get with Easy Way Broadcasting, because Eric's the man to make something like that amazingness happen. I think we should totally go that realm. And so we're really glad to be working with you, Gail. Extremely glad. October is Cancer Awareness Month, so it would be a really
good idea.
To try to do something really cool and get involved with these guys and help them raise some money and kick off an event in your area. See
that
how
would be
it
awesome.
Can go. Go ahead, Tony. You want to say something?
No, she wants to say something.
Is that
going to
be? Yeah, I would love to just put the website out there again. As I said, it's W4BC, walkingforbreastcancer.org.
Excellent. And is there a spot right on there where they can donate? Is it really easy to find?
Yes, there is. Right. It's real easy. I mean, it's really big. So it's real easy.
Yeah.
You have to just click on the button, donate, and put your dollar amount in there, and you're good to go.
I also want to say that those of you who follow Humanitarian Radio, you can go to humanitarianradio.com, and you can also go to Humanitarian Radio Facebook, and you can let us know there as well if you're trying to get a hold or do something with St. Tone and the Water Company and the Walking for Breast Cancer, something along those lines. Or if you're just looking for ideas and creativity and you want to chat with us about how can you make something happen with these guys, we're more than willing to talk to you and use our powers and our relationships to make something happen in your area on behalf of these guys. So absolutely do what you can to spread the word. This is an amazing cause. It's an amazing water company. Obviously, every one of us should be drinking this stuff just for our own health, let alone pushing it to people who are actually unhealthy. I really want to encourage everybody to check it out. Gail, where can people find this water? Is it in stores, or how do they go about getting it?
It will be in stores, actually, soon. We're hoping soon. And then this is another thing that a sponsorship or investors would help us to get it out there, because you're right, everybody should be drinking this water. So, yes, we are in the process now of getting it into local stores so that you could just go to your local market and pick it up.
And if you're a store owner out there, or you're someone who works in the marketing division of a store, it would be a really good idea if you got in touch with these guys and wanted to have this in your store, because obviously it's going to benefit all the stores who carry this, because nobody else is doing something like this. So, you know, it's a good step for humanitarian effort by the people that carry this product for you guys. And we really want to encourage everybody to, you know, take a leap of faith here and put this water on your shelves, people.
And for your health. I mean, they say you're supposed to drink, I don't know, 12 ounces a day or 18 ounces a day of water, something like that. There's a certain amount that they recommend that you drink a day. But I'm sure that this water has just that much more going for it than your average tap water or filtered water. And that's what we're talking about here. We're going to just take a quick 30-second spot to do a commercial, and I'll be right back with Gail.
This segment of the show sponsored by Artistic Journey, where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit artisticjourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your events to a whole new level. Visit ArtisticJourney.com today.
Artistic Journey.
.com.
All your promotional needs. Artistic Journey.
Artistic Journey is a company that I've had for 20 years now, and what I do for that company is I help organizations that are trying to put together things of this nature. I help them get products with their logos on it so that they can spread the word out there. You know, big companies like Domino's Pizza and all those types of companies, they put their name on everything and they give it out everywhere. And the reason they do that is to spread the word about what they're doing or the sale on their item or whatever, whatever. So what I like to do is I like to help companies that are doing fundraisers and very positive things for humanity, and I help them to create a program that lets them launch their products. I help them to get sponsors to put up some money to pay for their products so they can get their causes out there. So I absolutely, absolutely recommend that if you have something you're doing that's really positive and it involves helping your fellow man, I'd love to be able to help you get your project and event off the ground. And Gail, you and I were talking about earlier, and this is Gail for Walking for Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. And Gail and I were talking about something she's putting together in March that I think, or springtime, that is very exciting. And so, Gail, why don't we talk a little bit about the fashion show and what you guys are working on right now? And I'm sure you're going to need some sponsors for that. And I would imagine people are going to love to sponsor that because of where it is and what you guys are planning.
Yes, we are planning a fashion show. We would love to have Sam Sorpong aboard to help us make this event a success. And we want to do it in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is the place to do a show like this, and Sam is the guy that will do it, you know, so we're hoping, and I know it's going to be an event, and it's going to be an awesome event, so that's what we are planning, and again, like I said, in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and we were talking about doing, having Tony's band play and having the girls model to some live music, which is something that hasn't been done before and could be a really, really amazing first-time show.
Right. That would be awesome. That would be so awesome because, like I said, nobody does that, you know, and I can really see the girls walking to that beat, you know.
Right.
Now, can the band walk?
That would be great.
Can we do the catwalk also, or is it just limited to the model? Just putting it out.
Well, it depends what you're wearing.
Yeah, there you go. I got it. I want you to be careful with the shoes, Tony. Be careful with the shoes.
Yeah. I was watching World's Dumbest Performers, and I had a bunch of women just walking their shoes. They looked like giraffes that were just born. They were just.
I want to put this out there that I didn't mention earlier. We are going to be doing fundraisers with the schools. These are high school students only.
Oh, wonderful.
And, yeah, what we're going to do, we have a catalog line that we're coming out with, because not only do we have the water, we have other products, a sportswear that's focused on the breast cancer, so they're pink or pink striped tennis shoes. So they're going to be selling these items, and for the top three sellers, we're going to give out scholarships. So this is very, very
great.
Good for the student.
And
that's
sure
where we're going
to donations to help fund
those
scholarships.
Yes, that's right. We need to get those donations so we can get those scholarships. That would be great. And again, go to www.walkingforbreastcancer.org. And it's very easy, Tony. It's a donate button. And it's pink.
Yeah,
and
it's pink. It's pink donate button. So
and big.
You're not going to be able to find it very easily. I think that's excellent. What we'll do also is we'll put that link on our website so people will be aware of it.
Perfect.
On our Facebook. So it's humanitarian. Radio.com on Facebook and on the World Wide Web, so people can easily find you and actually get that done.
And actually, let's also put it on stonetown.com. We're going to do some parties together, us guys. We should absolutely market for these events and the different things that they're doing year-round for these guys. So
yeah.
You know, if you guys want to go to stonetown.com and listen to some positive music, make sure while you're listening that you click the donate button. And you throw a couple bucks in the pot there. We have a lot of music on our site for free, and we have a lot of videos. And you could show your thanks for us putting up free music for you guys and free videos and stuff to watch of the band by donating to these guys. We would really, really appreciate you supporting them any way you can. Get the word out there. Tell everybody you listened to this great show today on the radio and you heard about this program that was happening. And, you know, create some buzz with us. Help us back these guys and do some really positive things.
I remember what I had said earlier, just joining us. Time is on your side, so you can stretch it any way you want.
Are you getting paid for that line?
I know. Well, you know, some people are just joining us because they didn't manage their time correctly and didn't realize we started at 3. You know, I have a song called Best Case Scenario, and I wanted to make a comment about it before I play it because I feel like it has to do with health. Disease, you know, if you break it apart, it's dis-ease. We're not healthy. And disease sometimes occurs when we're unhappy or we're holding grudges or we're holding things within ourselves. They come out in some form through the body, either in disease or different aches or pains and arthritis or different things that come through your body because you're not happy or you're not letting go of certain things that have happened in the past. And I believe you get what you focus on. So if you can find a way to focus on something positive throughout the day, start your day with something positive, and see it all working out the way you want it to, I think that'll help you move forward in whatever state you're in. If you're in a happy state, I think you'll stay in a happy state. But if you're in a mad state, try to find something that can change your mood quickly. And my song, Best Case Scenario, has to do with that.
And
most people talk about the worst case scenario.
What I want to say about that is it's very funny when people go, well, the worst case scenario is going to be this. And Tony will always jump in there and say, well, what would the best case scenario be? And people tend to spin because they go, geez, I didn't even think of that. I never thought of that thing. Yeah.
They do that because they don't want to let themselves down.
They're conditioned.
They're conditioned to go, well, I don't want to think of the best case here because what if it doesn't happen? You know, well, if it's a 50-50 shot, isn't it better to focus on what you want to happen as opposed to what you don't want to happen? And that's when I get the weird look at it. I'm like, oh, And then again, you know, I got to say that within my close friends, we'll start talking about the worst case scenario, and then we'll start singing the song. So with that being said, I'm going to play a little bit of the song.
I want to say thank you so much to Gail Wills for joining us today, Gail. And I want to say that the best case scenario for Walking for Breast Cancer Foundation would be all of you guys, when this radio show is over, to hop online and show your support. Listen, even if it's a dollar, there's a million of you guys out there. Throw a dollar on there and look what we can do for these guys, you know? Join our team of humanitarians with Gail and their family, with Alaskan Glacier Water, with, you know, St. Tone and all of us. And let's make a difference, guys. So, Gail, thank you so much. We definitely love working with you. We look forward to many, many years as a family with you guys in every realm. And definitely I encourage, again, you water companies or your stores to get this water into your companies and help these guys get this great stuff out there and keep our bodies doing really well. Tony, you wanted to add something for
that? Say, Gail, do you have any final words that you want your listeners to know about? Besides the
well,
donate
definitely.
We know there's a big donate.
The pink button.
Well, let's add that.
Well, I definitely want to thank you guys for allowing me this opportunity to, you know, just what we're doing today, we're broadcasting. And you're so right, Tony. You know, we have to have positive thoughts. Positive thoughts are going to bring us to that next level. And we never want to go down or backwards. We want to go up and forward. So thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
This has really made a big difference.
Pleasure.
Excellent.
Thank
well,
you.
We're very happy to be part of your organization, helping you out in bringing awareness of breast cancer and eliminating it.
And check in with us, Gail, and let us know what you have going on from time to time and when you have things coming up so that we can make sure that our listeners, you know, keep up with what you guys are doing, because I know they're going to see some really amazing things come out of you guys and your both of your companies. And I definitely want to make sure that you let us know so that we can let everybody know exactly what's going on, exactly how they can help, and keep their eye out. Go to Roscoe's Chicken and grab some water because, you know, you can have some great chicken and you can really refuel your body in a great, great way. Thanks again,
thank
Gail.
You.
We'll talk again soon.
All right,
and
Gail. Take care.
Thank you.
Best case scenario.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
That was Saint Tone, best case scenario. And that, again, is available at www.sainttone.com. And you can find it on iTunes. For all you Queensryche fans out there, we have the touring guitar player coming up, Rob Sarzo, next Sunday. Again, 3 o'clock here Pacific time. If you're listening on the East Coast, it is 6 o'clock on the East Coast. Rob's going to be talking about some charities that he has.
Yeah,
and also about his new album that he put out.
Yeah, he just put an album out. It's very melodic with a flair from his Cuban heritage. I encourage you all to check it out. And we also want to thank Gail Wills for being on our show today. She was with Walking for Breast Cancer Foundation. And we also want to thank Eric Zuli from Easy Way Broadcasting. We wouldn't have met Gail without him. And so I appreciate, Eric, the hookup and the connection and everything that you're doing to support that foundation as well.
What about Artistic Journey, our sponsor? Do you want to say anything about them?
Sure. I love those guys.
I heard you have a really close connection with Artistic Journey.
I do. I happen to know the president, and she's awesome.
Yeah. For all your promotional needs, it's artisticjourney.com. We also like to link our other sponsor, Saint Tone. For positive pop rock, go to www.sainttone.com. Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Listen, I want to encourage everybody out there to do something really kind for a fellow human being, even if it's just a smile, if it's a touching their hand. You know, people need people, and they need loving people, not angry people. So we're looking to really promote happy, happy, joy, joy. Be a good human. Do something really great for somebody else.
It's Ren and Stimpy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Awesome.
Check out humanitarianradio.com and also become a fan on Facebook. We just put up a new Facebook page recently. So hop on there and become a friend and like us and all that fun stuff. And if you have something that you're doing that we should know about, let us know. We'd love to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us today.